That's for a generation of complete surrender. A generation that will say, I give myself away.
Father, we come humbly before thee, O God. God, we pray now, God, that you will anoint our voice, anoint our spirit, anoint the mind. Father God, we have, O God, a task that's set before us, God, and we can't do it without you, Jesus. We need you. Oh, Father God, we need you in my heart. I need you in my mind. Oh, God, I need you in my lips. I need you. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing power do its work, O God. Let it come in right now, O God, and dwell with your servant. O Father God, help me now, God, as I may give a word unto your people, God, that your church may be edified and that you may be glorified. Father, we ask, God, that you just continue to touch, O God, this ministry, O God. O God, let it go to the four corners of the earth. Oh God, blessing minds and blessing hearts. Oh God, not that it's me, oh God, but it's you, oh Lord. Oh God, and I trust you right now, God. Oh God, I give it to you right now, God. I give you all that I can give. And I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I lift up holy hands, oh God, unto you. Oh, to receive your gift of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, that you may dwell with us, oh God, in this ministry. Oh God, and those that are listening on today, oh God, may be filled in their hearts. Oh God, that Jesus reigns and he lives and he died on the cross for our sins. Oh Father God, that they will have a better relationship with you. Oh God, and that they may trust you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Oh God, for this opportunity, for you have blessed it. Oh God, it is your, oh God, mighty power that has put it in its place. Oh God, it's not by our own smartness or not by our will, oh God, but it's you, oh God. Oh God, and then because it's you, God, we give it to you. Oh God, we bless you now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless us, oh God, that we may be a blessing unto your people. Continue to grow, oh God. Oh God, us, oh God, in your word. Oh God, that we may be more qualified, oh God, to do your will. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor and we give you the glory. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thine sight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, just do it for us. In Jesus' name, we give ourselves unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, to glory to God. Oh, to your glory, God, and to your glory. Unto your glory, God. Unto your glory. Unto your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. you. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yes, if you can hear the sound of my voice, we just want to take the last minute of this song and just tell them yes. Just praise with me this morning. Amen. Just praise with me this morning. Tell him yes. Amen. Tell him yes. Tell him yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Praise him right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Enjoy it. Amen. I just love that song. I give myself away. Amen. I consider that my theme song. Amen. From the moment I heard it, amen, it just did something in my heart. Amen. To know that I give myself away unto the Lord to be used by God. Amen. And I just love that song. I just tell him yes. Amen, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. It just gets into my spirit every time. Amen. I just give myself away. Myself away to the Lord this morning. Amen. God just been so loving. Amen. For he gave his only begotten that we should be able to have a right to the tree of life. Amen. He gave all that. Amen. We ought to be able to give all we have. And I'm willing, amen, to give what I have, amen, to God, amen. And I'm doing, amen, just that, and give all that I have unto God, giving him the praise, amen. It is God, amen. It's him to praise him this morning. I glorify him this morning, amen. I'm just so, amen, about my God, amen. He is so wonderful. He is so awesome, amen. He just moved mountains. He moved stumbling blocks, amen. He make high hills flat and, amen, the crooked road straight. God is a bridge over troubled water. So I am excited about this morning. Amen. I hope that you're excited about him too, because he is so good to us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for this ministry, Father. God, that you just touch it and you, oh God, anointed, oh God, those that are, we ask so that you just, oh, in the name of Jesus, Father, you know, God, hearts, north, their minds. Oh God, if they're sick, God, if they're pain, God, we ask you to soothe it. If they're depressed, God, we ask you to comfort them. But if they're grieving, God, we ask you to hold them in your hands. Do it. Oh God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise in this place, oh God. Oh God, that you do a mighty work in the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you, we glorify you, and we lift up your hands. As we go into this service, we ask that you just bless it in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my acceptable in thy, O Lord, in his name we pray, amen. Just thank God, each and every one of you. We just knew everything would go this morning. We have some medical things that we need to work on. And, amen. And it looks like we will hear. Hopefully the Lord will upgrade our computer. And we're looking to do so that we don't have these. This, amen. Let us share with you to joining the Facebook. Continue going on the Faithful Logos Bible application, and you use the create your Faith Life account with that access to the study. Logos. You can download the logos, and you download the Faith Life. You can also stream these to the well. Be available to do. Try and we're going up another song, and then we're going to do to have. We want to. Celebrate also, this is the Trinity Sunday, and I'm looking back because I'm having to look back at my other monitor work. But we are going to have look at the this is Trinity Sunday, and I just wanted to put up this hymn, and this hymn identifies but I've been messing with this thing, and we really not have it, but we learned that our computer system is not robust enough to handle the streaming with the, yes, Lord. Just praise him with me. Just praise him with me. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Thank you, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We can't do anything. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And fearing this morning, if you have your Bibles, we will ask that you turn to the book of Ephesians and the chapter 4, and we're going to read, amen, 1 through 6. Topic today, triunity, amen, will be coming from verses through 6, amen. And it reads, starting with the first verse, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye walk worthy of the vocation where we are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing in love, endeavoring to unite spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit. Even as you are in one of your calling. One Lord, one baptism, one God, and one Father, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Amen. Reading the 4th through the 6th verse again, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through in you all. Trinity Sunday. We've been still celebrating the continuation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming to die for our sins. History and how it played out. God sent his son. His son gave his life. Amen. And he stayed with all hands. And not only that, he sent us a comforter. He walked on the earth for another 40 days. Amen. And the disciples went to the upper room and there, and they tarried. They waited there in prayer. Goes to sin. Amen. That was last Sunday, Pentecostal Sunday, amen. And then it came up on them. They went about witness, amen, of Savior Jesus. Let us know, amen, that there is a Father and there is a Son and there is a Holy Spirit. So the day, amen, Trinity, amen, and the Holy Ghost, right? Amen. And Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit is interchangeable. Amen. Sometimes I sometimes Holy Ghost, but understand it is the same thing. Amen. And triunity. How did you come up with triunity? Is you making up, and are you just to try and be creative, to be different? Is that what you're doing? The answer is no. The answer is the word we get from. Trinity, it was triunity. Trinity, amen, is a doctrine of the Christianity faith. Amen. You must believe in the Trinity if you, amen, is a follower of Christ. Amen. If you're a Christian, if you claim the word Christian, amen, and now, whether you're a Catholic Christian or whether you're a Protestant Christian, amen, Baptist, Methodist, amen, no matter what denomination or faith that you claim, amen. But if it has the word Christian involved, the Trinity is a must-have, amen, to be a Christian, to claim a Christian, to amen, a must understand the Trinity. Well, Well, what is the Trinity? Is the Trinity? Well, the Trinity is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the unique relationship was convicted, I sense, of understanding what the Trinity was, because I've often used the analogy, I heard it sounded, but I often used the analogy of water, the element H2, water, H2O, and then if it's steam, it's gas, H2O, and if it's ice, it's a solid H2O, and there are three distinct different things, but they're all the one element H2O, and that was my understanding. That was my understanding of the Trinity, and it sounded really good. But as I did a study into this and went deeper and at this thing, water and ice and gas may be made up of, but they're three different things. And what I came to understand about my God that I served is the God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are not three different. For in fact, they're all God. God Father is God Himself, and God Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, human and divine at the same time, and the Holy Spirit is the people. Amen. But it's still, they're different functions and they're different aspects, but they're all God. So the analogy went from 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. No, that's not it. It looks good on the surface, but if we read this thing, it's 1 × 1. Time, understand what I'm saying? If 1 × 1 = 1 = 1. In other words, the Son, Spirit, not things, they just two say, man, but they're all God. That is the Trinity. They are God. Amen. And I'm excited to understand of that. I'm excited that God, amen, is God, no matter how He presents us. And great thing about the Trinity is it's a true mystery, because God can present Himself in whatever fashion that He wants, because He's God, and He has the ability to do that. So a finite mindset, amen, not a man put in a container, an infinite God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Try to logically put God into an aspect and a character in which we can understand, but however God is, and he can present Himself in any way and in any manner through anything and use everything, amen, because He is God. And Paul says it in our scriptures. He says, at the end, he said, above all and through all and in you all. God is all. So already excited. I'm already excited, but understanding that this is the Trinity Sunday, it is important to understand, amen, what is the Trinity. We're looking at our scriptures, and as we think about, is this ultimate thing? Does this come out just because of Jesus? When Jesus was born and He died and He sent the Holy Spirit, then that is what instituted the Trinity. No, the Trinity was here from the beginning. How do you know that, preacher? Well, first of all, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. Amen. And He was referencing Jesus. Amen. And that means Jesus was with God, and Jesus heard, and in the beginning, they, well, Jesus and God, what about the, well, if we go back to Genesis, and we look, and we do our studies in Genesis, where it says, let there be light, and God says, let us make man in our own image and likeness. If we go back and we study who used in the original text, was Elohim, meaning God. And if we look at Elohim, is not a singular, but yet a plural. What are you saying? Was, you know, they were studying monotheism? No, they were monotheism. God. It was one God, but it was a plural God. Elohim is a plural. And understanding that there was Christ and the Holy Spirit at that moment and at that time in the beginning. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Look it up. Elohim is a plural and not a singular. And I can't really get into all the gory details because I will bore you, amen, with a lot of the details through the Old Testament where God was addressed as and under him is a plural, but it's in the scripture. Elohim is God. He is God only. But knowing that Elohim means multiple, right? It's an S on the end. So the Father always been. The Trinity has always been, and it's not a new thing. Well, somebody may argue. No, it's not. Amen. But if we back when Jesus say, go ye into all the nations and compel them and baptize them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's letting us know right then that there is a Trinity. Jesus himself identified the Trinity in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus himself identified the Trinity and spoke of the Trinity. And now in our scriptures this morning, we have Paul alluding to the Trinity and the church, the relationship of what the church should be and relationship unto God, the Trinity God. I like this scripture because it's very fitting. I just wanted to talk with you this morning and I studied and I got so much information on the Trinity, and I hope that really helps you. Amen. And gives you some gratification of what the Trinity really is. Amen. Because if your faith is Christianity, amen, you should know, amen, what your doctrines are. And if you know what your doctrines are, then you know what you believe in. And if you know what you believe in, then, you know, like the old folks used to say, then you know what you know, that you know what you know. Amen. So we just wanted to give you that. But into our scripture, amen, based on that, amen, we're talking about Paul writing to the Ephesian church. And there was a conflict in the Ephesian church because there was a division. There was the division of the Jews, and there were a division of the Gentiles. There was two distinct cultures, two distinct people, two distinct ideas, amen, two distinct belief systems, amen, that had to form into unity, had to come into a oneness. Amen. And I like this scripture. Amen. I'm glad the Holy Spirit led me, because we're dealing with society today. Amen. Because, in so many hundreds of years that, you know, that slavery was about, and we dealing with two distinct cultures and two distinct skin colors. Amen. And two distinct ideas and two distinct belief systems, amen, in our culture, in the United States, around the world, amen. There's those that are lighter color, believe one thing, and then there's a group of individuals, darker colored, believe another, and there's a division in our country, there's in communities, there's a division in our, amen, there's a division, amen, sometimes in our home and in our churches, there are divisions. So I wanted to, on the Trinity, triunity, man, this morning, because the three, Amen. Operate as one. One don't get jealous of the other. One don't treat the other's job. One don't try to take the place of the other. They operate in unity to perform, amen, their functions and reach the similar goal. And that is to bring man, redeem man, God, to redeem himself. God wanted to redeem us unto himself. So he said, self, make me up, go down, and I will redeem man back unto you. So self made him his spirit, amen, and a man of Mary. He died on the cross. He hung, I like to say, from the sixth to the ninth hour, amen. But amen, he rose, amen, with all power in his hands. And when he rose with all power in his hands, amen, he said, it is finished. Amen. I have drawn man back to you. Amen. In other words, amen, man was separated. Amen. We were in division from God. We were divided, amen, from God. Sin had divided us from him. But because Christ died on the cross, amen, we were united, amen, back to him. And once we were united back to him, he said, you know what? I'm not gonna just paraphrasing. Back to dwell around you, to keep you, to teach you, to help you, to comfort you, amen, and to help you, amen, to keep this unity, amen. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, amen. So God sent the Holy Spirit, amen, that he can be around us, be in us, amen, and be with us, amen, to keep us. We're only in the middle, he's there, amen. When we're happy, he's there. When we have joy in the Spirit, he's there. When we have sorrow and pain, he's there. Know that God is with you, amen, because he's there. He sent his Holy Spirit. He's in all and with all and through all, amen. He is with us. Hallelujah. I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. No. Amen. God him through Jesus Christ. Amen. And so the divisions that we experience, where some are people, amen, throughout the country, throughout the U.S., throughout the world, throughout our communities, in our jobs, the divisions, amen. God is saying, do not divide yourself. Don't be divided, but be in. Let me talk a little bit. We have, amen, the scripture that is working with us this morning, and looking at it says there is on the four first one body. It's one body, and this is the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We're his spiritual body. The Spirit is in us all. All that believe upon him, amen, has his Spirit. And those that has his Spirit, amen, is his body. We're many members, might be the hand, but we're one body. Somebody might be the feet, but some might be the head and the eyes and the ears and the mouth and legs. We're one body. Oh, let's not forget the internal, though the most important, the heart. Amen. Somebody is the heart, but we're one body. It's the lungs that we can breathe, one body. Somebody is the kidney, so we can get rid of all the negative poisons out of the body, but we're one body. And let's not forget the intestines systems that help, amen, bring in nutrients and get rid of waste. Amen. We're one body. Amen. Somebody got to do the dirty job, but it doesn't matter, but we're one. We're one body. It doesn't matter what the name of the church, amen, that the building they go to, amen. It doesn't matter what state that is in. It doesn't matter, amen, what denomination or organization that is part of, amen. If you believe in Jesus Christ, we are one body. Shout to somebody that's sleeping. One body. Yeah, we're one body. We're one body. And Paul says we're one spirit. We're one spirit. We're one spirit. All by him. There's not two spirits. There's no three spirits. It's one spirit. There's no other way to talk about that. It's just one spirit. God. There is the Holy Spirit, there he goes, amen, but it's one spirit. God is a spirit, and he's everywhere, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere at the same time, amen. He's one, and he's all the place, amen. He's a supernatural energy being, amen, that can maneuver, amen, around the world, amen. People look at Santa Claus being able to deliver presents in one night, but I want you to know that God is able to deliver, and God is able to deliver deliverance, and is able to deliver, amen, you out of terrible situations, out of trials and out of tribulations, all at the same time, amen. He's one spirit. I'm a little excited about it this morning. I'm excited about Trinity. And then he says, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. We all are called into the one hope. What is that hope? I don't know. You're hoping you have the same hope that I have. And my hope says, hallelujah. My hope says, one day that Jesus is coming back for a ready church. Amen. A church without spot, a church without wrinkles, just prepared, amen, to go back with him. All the cloud, amen, and the trump sound. That is the church. Amen. It says the dead in Christ will rise first, and those that remain that are alive will be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. All you got to do, amen, is believe on him. Amen. That is my hope. I don't know what your hope is, but amen. I hope that, because that is the one hope. That is the one hope. Some hope. Some hope for cars. Some hope for bank accounts. Some hope for jobs. My hope is to be with Jesus Christ. My hope is to be with him and live with him and to, amen, to be able to praise with him and worship him. Amen. To be able to gather around the throne and say, holy, holy, amen, where your hope is at. But my hope, my one hope that I have is to be able, amen, to live with Jesus Christ. Amen. That is the hope. That is the hope. That is the calling. The calling into faith, the calling into salvation, the calling, amen, in to have a relationship with him, a calling, amen, to be able to stand among the feet of Christ, amen, the calling to have the right to the tree of life, the calling to walk on the streets of gold, amen, the calling to walk through the pearly gates, the calling, amen, to be able to sit on the bank of the river, amen, the calling, amen, or saying holy, holy, amen. Have the one hope, the one hope, the one hope. Hallelujah. And church, we ought to know that we one is a Trinity. It is a Trinity. It is a Trinity. It is a Trinity. But one Lord, the Father, Lord, Son, one Lord, the Holy Spirit, one Lord. It's one Lord, amen, and one faith we in Christ. He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Believe in Jesus Christ, the one you have, and you can believe in him. Now, you got one baptism. Thoughts about the baptism. There's some that says water baptism, and there's some that says the spiritual baptism, but at the end of the day, it's a baptism. And I the spiritual baptism. And the reason why, amen, because he said one Lord, God, one faith, Jesus, one baptism in the Spirit, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Amen. I believe, amen, that it's one baptism, that fire baptism that's done on the inside that affects what you do on the outside. I believe that the Father, the Holy Spirit, and then he reiterates this by saying, God and Father of all. It's unity. It's a unity thing. Three of one. All of them are one God. All of them is one. We don't celebrate three and four or five different gods. It's one God. And there's the Holy Spirit, but it's one times one times one is one. And it's one God that we worship, amen, that we know that, amen, lives, that has his being. And then when we, and he's Father of all. He has everything, and then it says who is above all. He's above everyone. Amen. There's no title. There's no positions. There's no president. No king. No leader. And there's no ruler. There's no CEO. There's no CIO. Amen. That is above. Hallelujah. God is above everything. God is in control of God. Amen. Amen. And then it says, and through all. Amen. I mean, through. He works through everyone. Yeah. He might use somebody else for singing. He might use somebody else for the hands, man, of health. And use somebody else to. And he might use somebody else for whatever facets of that he needs. You know, he gives us gifts. He gives us all gifts, but it's all for his glory. No matter what we do, no matter how we do, it's God to give us the gift, and it's up to us to work within that. And if we're not within that gift given us, then what to do? And I just want to be in a place where I'm doing what God have me to do. I just want to do what God has put a life to do. He's given. And I just want to glorify in his gift. Amen. It's not me, it's about me. And I want to glorify him. Amen. I want to edify him every way that I can. Amen. In all. Amen. God gave his son, and his son safe because he saved my life. Amen. I want to do, amen, what, amen, I can do and give my life back to him. Praise him. I want to glorify him. Amen. Because God did it. I want to do it for him. We should be in a place where he worked through us all. Amen. We should give ourselves away. Amen. And tell him yes. Amen. Because God, amen, wants God. God wants you on the battlefield. God, amen, wants you to speak for him. God wants you to warn. God wants you to be anointed, amen, by his mighty power, doing his glory, and that he might be glorified. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I just want to lift him up. I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to hold him up high, amen, because if we hold him up high in the practice of excellence, amen, all men, amen, will be drawn unto him. There will come a time where every knee shall bow. I mean, every knee shall bow, and every tongue should confess that my Jesus is Lord. Amen. And I want to be part of that mission. Amen. Well, I know that I've done all that I can and all that I could. Amen. That somebody recognize that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, recognize that Jesus Christ is of all, and he is through all. Finally, before I go, I want you to understand that he is in you all. Triunity is in you all. Triunity. Try God. Unity. He's in you. He's in you. Look at somebody in the house. If you're in the house by yourself, open the door and scream out in the streets. Amen. He's in you. Is that all right? Amen. He's in you all. He is in you all. And look at the significance of this. Look at the significance. Man said, let there be light. And the darkness had to move. Amen. And light came seen. And amen. That is in you. Amen. That power. Amen. Power that man hear, and the dumb man talk, the blind man to see, the lame man to walk. That same power, amen, is in you because Jesus died on the cross. And the Bible says, amen, that he rose before, and I said, keep all the power to himself. He said, because, amen, you go and you tarry, amen, and wait, amen, because I'm going to send you another comforter, witness. Amen. This is for me. Amen. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, amen. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power, and gave us his power that we be able to be witnesses for him. Amen. We'll be able to perform. Amen. The way, amen, our belief system will allow us to perform, and his power. You have the power of healing within you. Amen. You just got to believe it. You have the power of deliverance in you. You have the power to manifest, amen, something out of nothing. Amen. If you just believe, because you you have the power of God in your spirit. Amen. You got the in your loins. You got the God in your mind. You have the power of God in your body. Amen. All you got to do, amen, is just shout, amen, those, amen, and you are power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You have power. You have the triunity in you. You have the Trinity. Amen. You have the Father. Amen. Son. You have the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, amen, if I abide in you and you abide in me, whatever you will, and it shall be, you know, shall be in you all. In you all. In you all. So I'm a believer this morning. I'm a believer of Trinity. I'm a believer of the Son and the Holy, believer of the, and I'm a believer of the strength, and I'm a believer of His magnificent, miraculous His might. Amen. I'm a believer, and because, amen, I know that God is awful, and I know, man, that God is, and I know that God, amen, is and He's a bridge over troubled waters, and I want you to believe. If you believe it, more believe it. Into unity. Amen. The Bible says one can make 1,000 a flight, and two can make 1,000. Amen. You get your power and put it up against my power, I will apply more power. Amen. Your little power, if you have a 1.5 volt battery and another 1.5 volt battery and put them, you have amen, you have twice the power and to be able to make the flashlight work. That ain't strong enough to make it light up. Two or three batteries, amen, to give the light enough power to shine. Amen. So if our little batteries together, amen, we can have enough power to shine. It's the power of unity. Amen. We don't divide it as a don't matter. It don't matter, amen, what your background may be. No matter what your education level may be. No matter what kind of job you have. If we can use ourselves together, amen, we have power. I'm going to close on that. I'll be here all day. And I know you got something else to do. Amen. And I'm going to just have you to shuffle and talk. Now, I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit. I could be here. Amen. But I'm going to end with that note. Amen. We have to have unity. Amen. And we have to be unified. Amen. And we're unified by the unifier. And the unifier, amen, is God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is the unifier. And if we have God in our spirits, no matter who we are, amen, no matter where we're from, amen, we, amen, can be and have power and live in peace and in harmony. Amen. Going to on that cue, and I thank you so much for into your homes. I thank you for listening. I thank you, amen, for just being a part of this ministry. Amen. I'm so blessed because, amen, it is strengthening me spiritually and helping me to become, amen, more of a servant, amen, of God. And I really thank you, amen, for allowing me to with you today. And just keep praying for me and ministry as we keep praying you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And let us not listen. Amen. If you hear my voice right now and you don't know what this Trinity thing is, if you experience this relationship, if you don't know the Father and you haven't met the Son, amen, and you haven't received the Holy Spirit, and we ask right now, amen, if it's in your heart right now, where you're sitting, amen, my voice, right, amen, we ask if you would, amen, not because I ask you to, because you want to. If God, amen, has touched your heart with this message or any other message and is on your mind, amen, that too. If you would like to, amen, be able to receive and sup with Him in your life, if you would like to see Jesus in your life, all you have to do is this is 90, even with your mouth and believe it, amen. If you believe it and confess it, the Bible declares that you are saved. So we just want to do this little prayer with you. And if you would just say it with me, we would, amen, just want to acknowledge that we know that Christ is the Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe, amen, that Jesus, amen, is the Son of God. Amen. Manifest in the flesh, amen, and He lived, died on the cross for my sins. Amen. And he rose again on the third day. And then he ascended into heaven. And he sits on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for me. Amen. If you believe that, amen, that God, amen, is a Savior. And if you confess that with your mouth and you leave that in your heart, there right now, saved. Amen. You don't have to jump over the couch, run around the house butt naked. Amen. All you got to do is leave it in your heart and know Spirit. Amen. Will come in. Amen. And be a keeper of you. He will change. Amen. From the ways you're on the path. Amen. But don't expect it to be overnight. Continue to word. Continue to study in his word. And he will build you in his faith. Amen. From grace to grace. Amen. And I believe and I declare a mission is yours. And you can experience this Trinity thing for yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you in the name of Jesus. Holy God, give you unto ourselves. Oh God, let your Holy Spirit do his work in our lives. Amen. Work in our minds. We may be a changed people. Because God, we know that division is everywhere. Oh God, but you're about unity. Oh God, bring us together as a people all over this land. Oh God, we pray right now, oh God, community, oh God, we pour our churches, in the name of Jesus, Father, ask God for us, by your holy might, that the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work, oh God, in our church, in our country, in our governments, in our everywhere, oh, in the name of Jesus, that you just do it for it, manifest yourself in this place. God, we thank you for your anointing power, oh God, for us, oh God, being able to share with your people, oh God, and we ask that you bless the people, God, that are in their homes, bless their families, bless their loved ones, far and near, God, let be a prosperity be around them, oh God, let will be about them, in the name of Jesus, God, God, we ask that your will be done in our lives, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, that you just touch each and every one in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank you. If we depart, I will say, let our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So you and we're gonna try to the end. I promise you. There we go. I can't cut it off.